Heard a beautiful Maor Malkum this morning. A question that I really never really thought of. That it's a very strong question, and it has a tremendous lesson. The Gemara in Brachos tells us, and Daf Hey Amar Aleph, Amar of Levi Bar Chama Amar of Shimon Lakish Lo Miyagis Adam Yetsi Tov Al Yetsahara. Shemar Rizva Al Techa Tov. Basically, to excite your Yetsah Tov against your Yetsahara, you should have a Melchama. When your Yetzirah starts up with you, if you were able to sort of garner up some sort of strength with the Yetzirah against your Yetzirah, great. But if not, then you should be Yasak B'Torah. Fine. This is different steps to beat the Yetzirah. So you should be Yasak B'Torah. The truth is, I saw a Diyuk just now. It doesn't say learn Torah. Learn Torah is more of an intellectual pursuit. It's actually Yasak B'Torah, which means work hard in Torah, delve in Torah. When you work hard, when you focus on learning Torah, so then the Yetzirah will be suppressed. If you beat the Yetzirah at that point, great. Imlav, Yikra Kriya Shema, speaking about Kriya Shema, which of course is Kabbalah Shalom Achashmaim, Shnema Amishkavchem. Beautiful. Imlav, Yitzkur Lo Yom Misa, Shnema Vedomu Sel. At the end it says, and you should be silent, which is referring to the day of Misa. So if a person's Yetzirah starts up with him, the final response to Yetzirah is to think about the Yom HaMisa. So what do we see in this week's parasha? Esav knew this Gemara, apparently. What did Esav say? Right? When he's selling the Bechura, Hin Yeholich Lomus. What do I need the Bechura for? Right? V'yomer Esav, Hin Yanuch Yeholich Lomus, V'lam Zedli Bechura. Esav knew this Gemara. When Yetzirah is starting up with you, what should you think about the day of Misa? But when Esav thought about the Yom HaMisa, that's exactly why he gave away the bowl of soup. So what's the pshat? How is that possible? So Rav Eli Lopian says that it depends what a person's value system is. We know Vayivas Esav Sabchora. Esav at that point in his life had no value for Ruchnius, zero value for Ruchnius. So therefore, his only value system was Gashmius, a good shmack of all the soup, the here and now. So Mamela, this recipe for success over the Yitzhahara, a person is going to die. Well, guess what? If a person's mission in life is to indulge and to enjoy, so then he doesn't want anything ruchni now. Right? Oh, I'm going to die. I want to indulge in every physical indulgence, any physical pursuit, any indulgence, any pleasure in this world, because I won't be able to have that pleasure tomorrow. He needs holy chlomus. The Yom Mitzvah is coming. Right? I remember in high school, there was a certain friend of mine. That was his mahalach, okay? He wasn't such a bad kid. But he said, listen, you only live once. Like, why not? Like, that was his mahalach. But that was Esav. Meaning, thinking about the Yom HaMisa is not in and of itself a cure. If a person has the wrong value system, so it's going to have the exact opposite effect. I might as well eat now, and who cares about Olam Haba? But of course, if a person's goal in life, a person's value system in life, is to get to Olam Haba, to understand that Torah and Mitzvahs are eternal, right? As I heard recently on a tape, right? So the Chavetz Chaim asked, where are we going to be in 10 years? Where are we going to be in 1,000 years? People who learn Torah, where are we going to be in 1,000 years? He said with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, why? Because it says, V'chai Olam Nata V'Sochenu. When a person connects to Torah, he has the life of eternity. Chai Olam Nata V'Sochenu. He implanted it within us. An unbelievable thing. When a person has the proper value system, a person understands, when we connect to Torah Mitzvahs, we connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what are we? That's eternal. Eternal delight. Asherech Olam Haza, Asherech Olam Haba. That's the eternity. So then a person says, hold on a second. If I have the option between the birthright, the Bechorah, to connect to Hashem, the Avoda, or a bowl of lentil soup, well, guess what? Hini Holich Lomos, now is the time to amass my, credit, amass my bank account of Torah and Mitzvot. So, of course, if I have the question of avoda versus a bowl of soup, you know what? I can forego the bowl of soup. I can forego it. Why? Because ultimately, after the day of Misa, the bowl of soup won't do anything for me. Zero. Zilch. However, I know that the Bechorah, the avoda, serving Hashem, that is going to bring me eternity, and that is going to have a lasting effect. So it's an amazing concept. The Gemara tells us, if a person has, the Yitzhar starts up, the Yitzhar says, do X, don't learn Torah, go ahead and speak Lashon Hara, say a bad word, talk not nicely to somebody, get upset, get angry. When the Yetzer Hara tells you all these different things, so what are you supposed to remember? Hold on a second. I have a finite amount of time to amass my account of Torah and Mitzvos to enhance my eternal life. Why in the world would I squander the opportunity? In this world, Hinei Holech Mamos, why would I squander the opportunity to make a mistake, to perhaps subtract from my mitzvah bank account, or perhaps destroy my mitzvah bank account by doing an avera, by indulging, by doing something silly? On the contrary, Hinei Holech Mamos, remember the Yom HaMisa, there's going to be a time in our lives, there's going to be a time when our lives will come to an end, and that's it. We won't be able to add to our mitzvah account in the future. And this is the demise of Esav. And the Reveli Lopion quotes the pasuk in Hosea, Ki Yisharim Darchei Hashem. The ways of Hashem are straight. There's no tricks. There's no shtick. Yisharim Darchei Hashem. They're very straight and straightforward. The tzaddikim yalchu bom. The tzaddikim go in them, which means they live by them. They understand them. And that's how they live their lives, with the proper value system. However, ufolishim yukosh lubom. And the ones who are negligent, they stumble in them. Meaning the same Gemara, the same advice, how to contest the Yetzer Hara, Yizkor Yom HaMisa, if you're a tzaddik, so the Gevaldik, you realize the person has to do what's right now, and it's good for him, Lach HaMisa. But a Rasha, it's the exact opposite. Oh, I'm going to die? Don't Musela? What am I going to do with a bowl of soup after I pass? What am I going to do? I won't be able to have a bowl of soup after I pass away. I have to have the bowl of soup now. And I think that, this is also, I used to say this over this week's parasha, is that, you know, they say over from G.I. Joe that knowing is half the battle. A person thinks to himself, you know what, I was tired this morning, I couldn't make the shachar on time, you know, I couldn't sit down and learn today because I was tired, I wasn't feeling it. Well, is that the pshat? Is the pshat is that all of a sudden the Yitzhar started up with you? Or is it because of the value system? The Yivis, Esav, Esav, Bechor, was the value system not in order? If a person understands, right? If a person understands that totally Torah is pichum alfi zohav chesed, that the words of Torah are more valuable than zohav and kesef, right? That's why the Mishnah Avos tells us, right? I wouldn't live in a place that, you know, the only place I would live any dar elim kum Torah, I would only live in a place of Torah. Why? Because totally Torah is kesef, totally Torah is pichum alfi zohav chesed. Person has that value system. A person really internalizes, hold on a second, when I learn Torah, when I learn one word of Torah, 5 minutes of Torah, when I refrain from speaking one Lashon Hara, when I come to davening and I have a little bit of kavanah on one line in tefillah, that's nitzchias, that's eternity, that's kesef azov, that's so valuable. So how in the world would I squander away because, I'm feeling a little schwach today, I'm a little bit tired today, I'm not feeling it. The problem is not all of a sudden the Yitzhar says, you know what? Oh, you know what? You're not feeling well today. Okay, you know, you're potter. You don't have to. It's okay. You have distractions. It's okay. That's not where the battle is won. The battle is won knowing it's half the battle. If a person's value system is in order, if a person's value system is clear, what's important in life? What's important? And the truth of the matter is, and I think everybody would agree, that if a person thinks that after he sleeps, you know, stays in bed for another 5 minutes, and comes 5 minutes later to the chakras, comes later, 5 minutes later to the chakras, did he really enhance his olam hazeh? Is he that much happier? I would venture to say that 99.9% of the time, if the guy feels terrible, he doesn't feel better. Oh, I got this 5 minutes extra of sleep. I got 5 minutes extra of sleep, and there, because come on, I got to be fresh. I got to feel good. I don't think, okay, everybody can do their own introspection. When they stay in bed for another 5 minutes, right? All of a sudden they say, oh no, that's going to be good for me. I'll learn better. I'll daven better. Lamaisa, I find it very hard. It'd be very hard to convince me that's true. So what do you see from here? If a person lives life with a proper value system, coming on time to Shabbos is important, learning Torah is extremely important, the value system of being if everything, if his value system is clear, he can't be swayed, he can't be distracted by a stinking bowl of soup, he can't be distracted and pulled away by other different taivas and different yitzhar hara, different distractions, different draws that pull him in all different directions. And I think the lesson very clearly of this week's parasha is that if a person has a proper value system and he understands what's important in this world, right? As we said over many times, the Gemara that they say over that the stipler said over and over and over and again, right? that the alma of the world is kibei hilul adamia. It's like a chasana chatuf achil, grab and eat. And of course, that's the mashal, and the nimshal is obvious. Nimshal is this world is like a wedding. It's going to end at a certain point. The Yom HaMisa is going to come. And then that's Nitzi. The question is, what are you going to have in your scorecard? What are you going to have in your bank, in your mitzvah bank account? Are you going to have tons and tons of mitzvahs, tons of ma'asim tovim, tons of chesed, or, Rachman al-Tzlan, other things? And therefore, when a person is, at every situation, if a person lives with that value system, he will not be distracted and he will not be swayed to go in other paths. Just one more yisod that I heard on a tape also, another idea, just that was everything. But David said yesterday, Kasha, he said that Vayehav Yitzchak as Esav Kitai B'Fiv. So the Rosh Yeshiva said over, if I'm mistaken, from Rav Ruderman, the idea that that Yitzchak had a Karas HaTov to Esav because he brought him the food, etc. I heard a different shot on a tape this past week. It was very, very interesting and something to keep in mind in terms of certainly raising children and also in relating to people in general. What's the shot? Esav's thing was tzayid b'piv. Esav was a hunter. That was his nature. That's what he liked. So in order to connect to Esav, what did he do? He spoke to him about tzayid b'piv. He showed him that it was good. He tried to find a common ground with him. When it comes to raising children, kids can be into fire trucks. So a parent should show interest in fire trucks to a certain degree, of course, right? As I said to somebody yesterday, you don't want to be a fireman your whole life. But meaning, the point is to connect to people when you. It's related to Kiruv, it's related to many, many things. If a person wants to relate to his children, to people in general, find out some sort of common ground. The reason why Yitzchak was Ksav B'Fiv, of course he wasn't into the Gashmius. He was an oil of Tmima. He wasn't into the food. It wasn't that point. But in order to try to stay connected to Esav, so he went ahead and he spoke to him on his level. So one would ask, I was thinking to myself, oh, that means he did a good job in chinuch. So what happened to Esav? So it could be, yes, that's true. Esav went off the derech, but we know that in the end of the day, Esav, his head was in Maras Machpelah, which means that he was Mekayim Kibrava Aim, as it says. So maybe that's the pshat. Since Yitzchak Avinu was able to talk to Esav, even though he's a Rasha on his level, and have a connection to him, Memela, Esav, even as big as a Rasha as he was still able to Mekayim Kibrava Aim. Why? Because his father knew how to treat him. Of course, the way it was, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it that Esav was going to be essentially a Rasha. But the little that Esav was able to do was find the common ground to talk to him about hunting, right? I was once at a Rav's table, and he was talking about random things, and he told me this word. He said that, yes, I'm talking about random things with my kids, whatever, just to keep them interested and to keep them connected. Recently, I also read an article, a beautiful article about Chinuch, which I really think I should pass around, from Rav Leuchler, and he said an amazing thing. He said that there was a story about a guy who, I guess he was involved in many different things as he was growing up, and when somebody met him later on in life, he was a successful Talmud Chacham, etc., somebody asked him straight up, he said, I don't understand. He said, I'm not sure what the context was, a bum, or you would go in a different derech, you wouldn't necessarily shtag and grow. What's pshat? What made you great in ruchnius? Why did you continue a life of ruchnius? And he said an unbelievable thing. He said, since any time, and also speaking to myself when I say over these sodas, he said, any time I spoke to my parents, they always showed me respect. I can talk to them about narishkeit and this and that. They always gave me the time of day and always gave me respect. So Mamela, since my parents respected me, Mamela, I respected them, and Mamela, I decided to always grow in Torah and Avodah throughout my whole life. But you see the Yisro, this is what Yitzchak embodied. Yitzchak embodied this idea that he respected Esau on his, obviously he didn't respect his transgressions, and his Averos, certainly not. But where hunting, which I guess hunting animals is not necessarily, at that point we know that the animals were mutter at that point. And he respected him in areas that he could respect him, and he could find the common ground with him to make sure that he shows some form of respect and has that connection with Esav. Have a great Shabbos.